Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
3, 2, 1. Insanity!
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Magnetone Party.
I'm Carrie Goldberg.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of some of yours. Oh, we're checking Common Health Blog. Oh, thank God, we're checking our heart rate now.
Okay. So, Magna, how'd you
like
it?
What are we doing? Why are we getting a workout?
So, we are doing the Insanity Workout, which is insanely popular in the United States. It is the number one DVD being sold on Amazon.
The number one DVD on Amazon. Okay.
Which says a lot because it's $144.
Oh, my God. He's going again. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, suicide drills. That's what they call it. Okay. So, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Because I have seen the Insanity infomercial.
Yes.
And I swear I've wanted to try it.
Right.
But now, oh, my gosh. Why did you pick up the Insanity DVD?
Well, so Common Health is doing a summer fitness initiative called Shake It Up. And we're trying to get people to try new things because fitness is a lifelong journey and you want to always keep renewing it. So I decided for my summer thing, I would do the Insanity Workout.
All right, so how long did you last?
I lasted a couple of weeks, I would say.
A couple of weeks?
But I knew, like, from this first workout that we're doing now, I knew that my middle-aged woman's body wasn't going to be able to take it.
Okay, I'm not quite middle-aged, and holy cow. I definitely can't do it either.
Yeah, it's like, really tough.
He makes you do these, what are these, killer squats?
Yeah, they're like...
Mountain climbers, okay.
Right, mountain climbers, which is running and then putting your hands way up high at the same time.
And we're doing, like, the intervals are a couple of minutes. The only rest we got was 30 seconds long. Why is
that?
Right,
so that's the basic concept of this Insanity, is that normally intervals are a long period of moderate intensity and then a brief high intensity.
Yeah.
But what Insanity does, you flip that and it says you should do a long high intensity interval and then just have a short break.
So we're doing these long intervals and then just a 30 second break.
Right.
But that seems counterintuitive to like the interval training I learned in high school.
Yes, and also most of the interval training that has been studied in various kinds of research. So that was why I called an expert.
Okay.
I talked to Dr. William J. Kramer at the University of Connecticut. He's an expert on human athletic performance.
Okay. So, I'm going to take a water break here in about a second. But while we do that, Amory's our producer in the control room. She's going to call up Dr. Kramer to tell us if we're damaging ourselves or not. All right. I'm going to try and keep pushing.
Okay, keep pushing.
Okay,
I bumped you.
We have 30 seconds. My knee's up. That's Sean T. He's the trainer, right, on the video.
Yeah, he's really inspiring.
Yeah, he's very...
Okay.
Sprint.
Yeah.
In place sprint. Okay. 5 seconds. We can take a break. Push. 3, 2, 1. Grab some water. Get your yay. Nice job, kid.
Check your heart rate. Check your heart rate. Make sure it's safe. Okay? Shake it out. Grab a quick drink of water.
Dr. Kramer, this is Magna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm sorry if I'm going to be talking to you through trying to recover my breath. Carrie and I have been doing the Insanity Workout, and let me tell you, I feel like it's very appropriately named.
That's right.
She was telling us how it falls under the category of extreme conditioning. So what exactly is that, and how does it work on the body?
Well, I think the concept of extreme conditioning has come about because there's a whole host of these different workouts that are using high metabolic, meaning high cardiovascular stress, to try to make sure you burn a lot of calories. And in the process, with calorie burning, it actually helps you lose weight. And basically, with a diet associated with that, you basically see this type of body composition change that all of these type of workouts are really trying to achieve.
Dr. Kramer, let me ask you, it seems to me one of the key differences that Carrie was talking to me about earlier when we were in the middle of the Insanity Workout is that the intervals themselves are actually longer. Like, you're doing the high impact, high aerobic stuff for several more minutes, and then your rest period is just barely 30 seconds, which seems to be the opposite of what I thought classical interval training was supposed to be. So is what difference does it make to stretch the intervals out themselves?
Well, I think, interval training runs a big gamut, which does also include long duration with short rest. The key thing is what the exercise-to-rest ratio is. All we're doing is continuing the activity to keep the heart rate high, keep the caloric burn, and basically the intensity goes down as you go along. Nobody can keep up, unless you're highly trained, the intensity the same way. I mean, you can sprint 100 meters faster than you can keep it up for 400 meters, for example.
And Dr. Kramer, one of my takeaways from speaking with you was also that recovery is very important, right? And these programs,
right,
if they have you wailing 6-7 days in a row, you're not getting the recovery.
Well, most extreme exercise programs, in order to make you burn, they're going to try to get you to work out as much as you can. You know, the periodized programs where you use these type of training programs, like in classic workouts where you go out and you do interval training, you may do interval sprint training twice a week. But again, I think these type of workouts are the same thing all the time. So you definitely are going to be, after a while, needing to recover. And also there's a lot of aspects of what this workout can do that other workouts do differently and affect other factors in your body.
And I have to say, the first time I saw the Insanity DVD infomercial, those before and after pictures of, I guess what they call the really cut bodies, even the women with the six-pack abs and the pure muscle definition, is it effective? Does it actually work to give you that kind of physique?
Well, you know, a lot of different studies have been done in the past that have looked at these quick workouts in the past. And basically, one I like to say where they claimed it could happen in 6 weeks, they took pictures, and really it didn't happen that fast. I think one thing we know for sure, you can't do any workout and get any type of change if you're still pounding in more calories than your body can expend.
Right. Dr. Kramer, I was also wondering, it seemed like part of the attraction of the Insanity workout and others like it is that it's a boot camp style workout, right? And so people think that they're getting a similar training to what soldiers in the military get.
People are looking to have a leader kind of help push them. If you think of spin classes, for example, the same thing occurs. Step aerobics classes, same things occurs. Dance. But essentially, I think there's a misconception, having been in the military myself, of what the military tries to do. And really, in reality, optimal military training is more varied and has a differential response than just pure calisthenics. And I just want to say one thing. Make sure that people, when they decide on workouts, that you've had a good physical, you know you're capable of doing it. Ideally, eventually you vary your workouts and you have other progressions that allow you to do other types of workouts to maybe complement what this particular one workout or styles of workouts do.
Dr. William Kramer is a professor of kinesiology at the University of Connecticut. Thank you so much, Dr. Kramer.
No problem. Have a great workout.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
There'll be a link to your original post at radioboston.org. But come on, let's do a little more with Sean T. What do you say?
Got it. Let's go.
You got it. Come on. Jump from the bottom.
See, this one's really insane.
Okay. Oh. I'm pushing, Sean T.
I'm not doing the push-ups. Not,
yeah.
I'll do them on the table. Yeah.
Two, run it up. 8, 7, 6.
And you can check out a video and pictures of Carrie and Magna suffering through the Insanity workout also at radioboston.org.
Down, set back. 4 push-ups. 4, 3 elbows out. 2, run it up. Now up. Go down. This is level 1 drill. Step back. 4 push-ups. 4.